This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Officers charged in the death of Christian Glass have a court appearance today. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Former Deputy Andrew Buen and Sergeant Kyle Gould will hear an advisement on the charges against them. Both are charged with felonies after a Clear Creek County grand jury found them criminally responsible for Glass's death. The 22-year-old from Boulder called 911 for help when his car was stuck near Silver Plume. Buen shot Glass after a lengthy confrontation in which Glass never left the front seat of his own car. The grand jury determined Glass posed no threat to the officers, himself, or the community. Both Buen and Gould were fired from the sheriff's office. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado will use $170 million of federal funding to expand high-speed internet. It will cover about 15% of buildings in the state that currently lack high-speed broadband. Governor Jared Polis.
Whether you're in Pueblo, Montrose, Sterling, Denver, Walden, or anywhere in our state, you should have the ability to live and work and thrive.
Colorado wants to connect 99% of the state to high-speed internet by 2027. It was a big day Sunday for Colorado employees of Lockheed Martin. They gathered at a school gymnasium in Highlands Ranch to watch the Orion spacecraft return to Earth. They helped build it. Tonya Ladwig is Lockheed Orion's program manager.
We have about 560 that currently work on the Orion mission out of Colorado, but there are many more that have supported it over the last decade or so in the design and engineering of this spacecraft.
This is CPR News.